after striking out on a deal that would have landed the Boston Red Sox to Sarasota to play their spring training games, public officials now have their eyes on wooing the Baltimore Orioles to the area. The Sarasota County Commission today approved a plan to continue discussions to potentially increase a tourist tax levied on hotel rooms and condo rentals up to 6 months to 4% from 3%, reserving half those revenues for a stadium project. The tentative cost for a new park, $65 million. Deputy Administrator Dave Bullock told the commission that in addition to a new park, the Orioles package includes something that the Red Sox could not. That is a youth baseball academy.
And it would be their intent to co-locate a youth baseball academy next to or somewhere very close to their stadium. They have an affiliation with one or more agencies that do that, and they would look to do that on land at the youth athletic complex. The financing of that youth baseball academy would not be part of this deal, nor would the city or county have to contribute any of these capital costs toward that facility.
The two possible sites for a new park would be at the existing Ed Smith Stadium, the other at the county-owned youth athletic complex at 12th and Tuttle. Currently, the Orioles train in Fort Lauderdale. Another economic impact of the Orioles possibly moving to Sarasota County would be money spent on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, the Orioles' local radio and television network reaching over 16 million viewers. Virginia Haley is president of the Sarasota Convention and Visitors Bureau. She said that because part of the deal would allow for the equivalent of $2.3 million in advertising for the county on that network, she said it would be great for the county because the channel broadcasts in both the Baltimore and Washington, D.C. markets.
So you have coverage of both teams, and you're getting into that. Not that Baltimore is not a good market, but Washington is highly desirable, especially for tourism. So many of the national associations are based out of Washington. Decision makers on board retreats and meetings all live in the Washington area, so top of mind for Sarasota is important.
Commissioner Joe Barbetta said that he hoped to get another economic impact report on what the Orioles would possibly bring to the community. He questioned numbers used by advocates of bringing the team to town, such as one that estimated they would bring $46 million to the region. Barbetta said previous reports said that the Red Sox, one of the biggest brands in baseball, would also bring in $46 million. While the Cincinnati Reds, who plan on leaving Sarasota in a year, bring in just close to half of that at $24 million.
In my mind, I've always felt that the Orioles were probably at $22 to $23 million. USA clearly had the rankings. The number one team was the Red Sox. The tied for last place was the Orioles, and Cincinnati was 25th. So I think we're going to get a similar economic impact number.
And he said that unlike negotiations with the Red Sox, who ultimately rejected Sarasota after getting new concessions from Lee County, he believes this time Sarasota County has leverage with the Orioles.
Sarasota needs a Major League Baseball team here. It's been tradition for 84 years. But I also feel that the Orioles need to get off the East Coast. We know that. They know that. There's nobody to play over there. All the teams are on the West Coast. Their players don't like to ride in buses for more than an hour, so they'd have to fly them. So they want to be over here. They don't want to be in Fort Myers, because even though they got an offer from Fort Myers, because they'd be the third team in Fort Myers.
Commissioner John Thaxton said he was somewhat neutral in the impact of what spring training brings Sarasota, but was excited by the concept of a baseball youth academy, which could have the imprimatur of Hall of Famer Cal Ripken's name attached to it.
I believe to this day that spring training, people go to spring training games just because it's convenient. It's a great thing to do while you're enjoying the opera and the beaches. But these youth leagues, I mean, they're coming here to watch their kids play. And I would bet that the percentage of those folks that would not have otherwise visited our areas are tenfold compared to those that would come for a spring training game. I think the majority of them would be here anyways. Baltimore Orioles, Boston Red Sox, Cincinnati Reds, New York Yankees, LA Dodgers. I'm just not there.